on 6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
All right, you can have your say with Hags, 9221182. Maybe you'd like to say how bullish you are about Fremantle. Can they make the eight? Mills, do you believe they can make the eight this year?
Well, if they won every game, I reckon they would.
And play finals footy. Hags,
if they won every game.
Do you think they can make the eight?
I can win. No. I can see them beating Carlton at the weekend. Then they've got Sydney.
Well, then they're in the mix.
Then they'll be 6-6. So they've won four of their last six, Fremantle. Mm. They've won their last two. They beat Collingwood and Hawthorn. The Collingwood success, I gave them no hope of beating Collingwood, but they outstripped, out-strategised, and then out-pressured Collingwood, and Collingwood took them in a very arrogant approach.
That was their best win, was it? This is their second best last night?
Well, last night was, I think, a little bit more perhaps expected. You didn't rule out them beating Hawthorn last night. Hawthorn are somewhat in decline. But then Carlton, similarly, they could beat Sydney. So they could win both of those. They're still at home. They've then got GWS at here, and we're waiting to see the fixtures for rounds 15, 16, 17, and there'll be around 18 as well, because all the teams are going to have a bye somewhere in the next few weeks while they have to go through any sort of restrictions for sanitary reasons and protection. So then they're looking at Richmond, Bulldogs, Melbourne, North Melbourne. North Melbourne, after they've played GWS. They could beat North Melbourne. They could beat Melbourne with the way they're playing.
Beat the Bulldogs?
It's where they play them. That's going to be the big one, and how their list is holding together. A couple of things now. I want to also touch on and repeat that the development program that Justin Longmuir implemented, the moment he even took the job, let alone walked into Coburn, he said, we're going to have to improve our skills, because that was anyone who took that job was going to say. Their skills levels are deplorable. Here's a classic quantification of some of that improvement. Andrew Brayshaw, best on ground last night, clearly in the career best form since he's been here. This is his third season. Because for the last couple of years, the likes of Andrew Brayshaw and Adam Chera did not play where they were recruited to play, in the midfield enough.
Yeah.
They went for Fife. They went for Walters. They stayed with Mundy. They went with the old blokes, the established ones, to try and stay in games games after under the previous coach. Now, Andrew Brayshaw had a kicking average last year, so accuracy retention or accuracy rating of 43% from his average of 17 kicks a game or 17 possessions a game.
Write this down.
This year, already he's at 63%. Four. He's averaging 20 possessions a game. His overall disposal, so that's kicking and handballs, from 63% last year to 73% this year. There are other many examples.
That's a big jump. A 20% increase is significant, isn't it?
And that means you're retaining it. But it's a confidence thing as well. Justin Longmuir and their development program has been about be confident to trust yourselves, play with some dare. They're not petrified to get ridiculed for making mistakes. It was all about don't make mistakes before. Mm. Now it's just go and use your natural
talents.
The big
bloke had a good game last night.
Sean Darcy,
you've been calling for that, obviously.
And look, I'd like my best out of last night, Brayshaw, Chera, Ryan and Cox. Ryan and Cox were terrific last night. Mm-hmm. Luke Ryan would have cemented up an All-Australian halfback flank last night. If the team was picked today, he's in that. He'd be a lock. Fife, and then conquer his job on Bruce. So we're naming names that aren't necessary. Fife was outstanding again, I thought. Yeah. One area they have to improve in coming weeks is their goal finishing, their goal score. I think they need to improve their scoring. Michael Walters will do that. With the boys that are now dominating around the ball, young Caleb Sarong
starting
again,
to look good.
They don't need Michael Walters in the midfield as much. He can play as a forward, and they'll immediately get an extra goal or two per game.
Dom is on the line. Dom, good morning.
Morning, guys.
And what would you like to say?
Oh, I just love how Haggis is on board now, you know. A couple of weeks ago, I rang you up, Haggis, and you carried on about guys that we could have had and should have had and whatnot.
I'll never change on that because imagine where you'd be if you'd taken them.
Let me finish, right? And I turned around and said to you, have a look at the guys that we got, right? And don't worry about what we haven't got. And last night was a prime example of where I was coming from, mate. You know,
well, they played well last night.
We've got the cattle, mate. We've got the cattle. Mm. Forget about the past. The past is like what West Coast is, mate. Mm. West Coast always dwells on the past, mate. Us Frio guys, look at the future, mate.
A few players.
We have to. There's nothing to look back in the past.
Dom, you would agree, though. And this is me, not Hags.
Really?
But you would agree, you would like Lachie Neal in that side, would you not?
Of course. But you put like Lachie Neal back in the side. What do we get for Lachie Neal? These guys that we've got at the moment,
Jesse
we wouldn't have.
Yeah, no, I can't change my beliefs on that because there is wisdom in all of that. What they haven't done in the past has left them where they were. Mm. They're in a deep hole. They look now with what they've got.
It's a new era, though. It's exciting.
And, And the approach that Justin Longmuir and Josh Carr are taking is helping replenish from where they're at. They still need another key forward. I don't know that Tabiner and Lob are going to be able to carry them in the long term. And they're going to need some more key defenders. Watch them go for, again, they could have had a Sam Taylor in the past. Watch them go strong to get Sam Taylor in the coming trade period. So, Don, whether you like it or not, there are mistakes from their past. They'll try to rectify them. They've done it over and over. And now, clearly, with what they've got and the new coaching approach, the new philosophy, is helping that.
You keep pushing up Josh Carr's influence. Is his influence more profound than those on the outside necessarily observe, Hags?
Oh, yeah, clearly. I mean, he and Justin Longmuir's relationship is critical. It's and he is working the midfield to the extent where it'll probably cost a coach or two their position ultimately. But also with the way they're going, some of these coaches might have retained their spots for next year in contracts. Luke Shuey, I thought the MRO and then the system was probably pretty spot on. He deserved a fine for the kicking.
Hags, grand final and Jeremy McGovern.
Oh, really quickly. Look, we'll debate it as the week goes. The AFL, I reckon, are firmly locked in putting the grand final into Queensland. It's a generational chance for the Aussie rules to make a stamp in NRL heartland. Brownlow, grand final, watch for that to grow. Jeremy McGovern's losing his grip on his All-Australian position.
Yeah.
If he doesn't play soon, now remember we broke it a couple of weeks ago that you have to play 12 games. They've put a minimum on this year. He's missed 5 games already. He's only played the 5, so he needs to get back this week. For the locks for the moment, All-Australian, Harris Andrews and Darcy Moore, Luke Ryan, I reckon, would be in the back 6. So if Jeremy doesn't play soon, he won't even have enough games up.
Hags, great work from you.